This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talking about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed.
Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed, and this is episode 74. We're getting there,
Bridget. We are.
Getting there.
Yes.
Tonight, we have a special guest and also a special stranger. Yes, folks. We have a stranger in the house. I've never met her in person. I actually didn't even know how to pronounce her name.
You've been mispronouncing it.
I've been mispronouncing it because it looks like my name, but it's kind of not. And boss man, Joey C, hasn't even met her. That's the funny part. I thought this whole time that you guys have met. So we have Alicia, right?
Alicia,
right? And it's spelled A-L-I-C-I-A.
Right. So it should be Alicia. And I've asked my mom this, my parents this, and she said, well, this was a discussion when I was born, because my grandmother and my aunt said, no, it's supposed to be Alicia. And my mother was like, well, I want Alicia, so that's what I'm going with.
And she didn't even want to do the S-H-A.
Nope.
Like, literally, did not want to. So she's like, I'm just going to name her Alicia, but pronounce it Alicia.
Yep.
Like, and that's it.
Yeah. And I stopped correcting people on how to say my name, like, when I was in my teens or 20s. Because you get to the point where you're just tired of it, and you're just like, whatever, just call me whatever. My dad's girlfriends, all of her family call me Alicia, whatever.
If you were to try to be like, it's Alicia.
No, I know, because it just doesn't bother me. And like, you just get to the point where...
And I'm the opposite.
Oh, so, and it bothers you? Does it really?
I'm A-L-I-C-I-A, and I get Alicia all the time.
That's funny.
So, that's really funny. You're getting actually Alicia. I'm getting Alicia, and I'm like, no. And I always do, because there's no S-H-A in there.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm like, no, it's not. I'm not Alicia.
There is actually, I can't even say this because it'll say my last name. But there's somebody with my first and last name who lives in Western Mass, and she actually friended me on Facebook.
Stop it.
Yeah, but she spells her first name A-L-Y.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I work with a girl, Alicia, but she does say Alicia. And she's L-A-L-Y-S-I-A.
So basically, we're just like,
whatever. It's a free-for-all. It's whatever the parents want you to be.
Yeah,
I think that's what that is.
That name that, I mean, I've gotten everything. I've gotten Alyssa.
Yeah, right.
Alicia.
Right. Yeah, Alicia. Alicia is a huge one. With the CIA, it's a huge one.
Yeah.
So you allow anyone to say your name.
The only thing, like, if it's Alicia or Alyssa, I'll correct that. But if it's Alicia, I stopped correcting it.
Okay. So Bridget, people automatically, like, they don't say your name wrong. They kind of
They do. I get Brittany. I get Brenda. I get, so growing up, there was a girl in my class named Brittany, and I always got Brittany's homework, and she always got my homework, and granted, she was a little dumber than me, I would panic, because I'm like, oh, an F? And then I realized, oh, this is Brittany's page. Hey, Brittany. And then as I got older, it was Brenda, and I was like, where the fuck does Bridget rhyme with Brenda? Or where does Brenda come from?
Or even look like it.
And then I got Betty at one point, and it was just like, I don't understand. I don't get it.
So do people automatically, when they do know your name is Bridget, do they automatically nickname you?
Oh, yes.
Bridge.
So here's the thing. Growing up, it's kind of like you, where, Alicia, where your name, you know, growing up, you're like, I'm going to stop correcting. people would call me Bridge, and I'm like, no, no, you don't get to call me that. Because I hated it. Because everyone's like, oh, Bridge to Terabithia, or a bridge over troubled waters. Or, and my last name, you know, is Ernest. So everyone's like, Ernest goes to camp. Ernest goes to jail. Ernest scared stupid. I'm like, hey, you're funny. So it got to the point where now when people call me Bridge, it's easier. But there's only two people that are allowed to call me Bridgie. And
it is Bridgie.
One woman just started calling me Bridgie, and I'm like, you know what?
Bridgie is very, I feel like Bridgie is very specific. Yeah. Because I know one, or is it Britty?
No, so I...
Britty's another one, isn't
Britty
it?
Britty's another one.
Okay, because I know some people that call you Britty.
Yeah, Britty is from camp when I was
Okay, that's where that's from.
So, and then Christina calls me Brigitte from Spanish class in, like, middle school.
That's
and
amazing.
Someone else in our circles had been like, hey, Brigitte. I'm like, no. No, there will be none of that. Yeah, no, she's the only one that's allowed. But then when I played softball, because I have an accent, according to San Francisco people, I have an accent where I have soft H's and soft T's. So when you say Peyton, you don't hear the T. But so they would call me Britt. and then they're like, hey, Britt, what street are we on? I'm like, Fulton. And they're like, what? I'm like, Fulton. And then, you know... That, yeah. So there's multiple nicknames out there for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm at that point where I'm like, whatever.
So I think I had, you know, because...
You had messaged me.
I had messaged you because Peter, now Peter's gotten to the point, my boyfriend, who says that you're Bridge. Like, Bridge, what's Bridge doing? I'm like, ooh, I know how she is about nicknames. And I know, and I'm like, does he get that privilege yet? Like, is he there? Can he call you Bridge if he wants to?
Cousin Pete? Cousin Pete? Yeah. Because his name is Peter, and everyone calls him Cousin Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you get nicknames?
Yeah. So, growing up, my dad would call me Leash. My sisters and my dad call me Leash. And actually, boss man Joey C calls me Leash because he has Felicia, and they will call her Leash. So I've got, that's pretty common. Yeah. And then my best friend Erica used to call me Lee. She hasn't called me Lee in a long time, but she's kind of the only one that's ever said Lee. And it's like, would be like an L-I, not a L-E-E, you know, Lee. And that's about it. No one's called me Allie. Yeah. No one's anything like that. Like when you have a name like that, like, when I named my daughter Talia, I'm like, oh, great, there is no nickname.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, people are like, Tal. I'm like, no, no, do not call her Tal. Her fucking name is Talia. There is no abbreviation. It's Talia. And they would call her Tal or T. And I'm like, no, stop. Just stop. But it is really funny. My son, we called him Tyler Joseph on purpose to call him TJ.
And you never call him TJ. I've never heard him.
Never. The only person in his entire existence that ever called him TJ was my grandmother when she was alive. Because she said, why did you name your kids so, why do they sound so alike? You got Taya and Tyla. You know, that wicked accent that, you know, people can't get rid of. I'm like, no, it's Tyler.
But you call her Taya.
Talia. Well, that's because of my grandmother.
Right.
And my grandmother was only alive until Talia was five, and Tyler was two. So Tyler doesn't remember her. So it was like more like Talia. It's mimicking my grandmother, basically. And with Tyler, she used to say TJ, and we have video of her going TJ, TJ, and trying to get that TJ, but he's not a TJ.
You know what's funny?
He's just not.
My brother was named Edward Joseph.
To be EJ.
My mother had no intentions of calling him Edward whatsoever. So when people would call him Edward, she's like, no, it's EJ. Until, because she didn't want the Eddie spaghetti and all that stuff. until he met his girlfriend, who started calling him Edward. I'm like, who? She's like, Edward.
There goes Alexa. Alexa, stop. Alexa so, loves.
So she, I was like, who the F is Edward? She's like, your brother. I'm like, oh, wait, no. So I always call him E. So even when I'm at his house, I'm like, hey, E. So everyone in his circle knows him as Edward. And that became a huge issue at their wedding because my mother went to the DJ and said, you know, dedicate this to EJ. He didn't hear her right. So he's like, is there a DJ in the house? I'm like, yeah. And you got 9 fucking CDs. 2 of them are Ricky Martin. I'm like, what's happening right now? Come to find out, he didn't realize his name was EJ. And then no one in the wedding pretty much knew his name was EJ. And I was like, I can't. Like, there's certain people with, like, nicknames. Like my cousin Jeremy. I call him Jer. I've always called him Jer.
I've only known Jeremy as Jeremy.
Right. There are certain people that you meet in life, like my brother. You know, like, with you, I've never called you Alish.
No.
You know, Chris used to call you that all the time. I'm like,
yeah.
It's like one more syllable that you always say. Like, so, sorry, Chris. You know it's true.
You know he's not listening to this anyway.
His hearing aid frequencies will go off. I can say that.
Yes, you can.
We got a narc. It'll be fine. But yeah, nicknames are tough. Because there's certain people you're like, what would your nickname be? Like, your nickname with your boyfriend, I'm not a fan of. Petitia is...
Oh, that's our couple name.
That's your hashtag.
That's our hashtag, Petitia. Yeah, that's just because you don't like... We didn't go with Hamilcox. That's the one you came up with.
I just think you could come up with something better, but, you know, I don't know what that is at this point. But,
still don't know.
Listen, it's just, I love asking people questions, but when they're like, what about you? I'm like, oh, no, I didn't figure out that answer. I was just asking you because I'm a curious person. It's just like with Mr. A, I ask him questions all the time, and he's like, what about you? I'm like, damn it, you, at this point, you know... that I don't have an answer for this. He's like, then don't ask me a question if you don't have the answer. I'm like, I'm trying to find out about you. This is not about me.
Well, he's trying to find out about you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Alicia, what do people... Alicia, it's so weird seeing, calling you Alicia and seeing it like that. So what do people call... What does your mom and dad call you?
My mother calls me Alicia. My dad calls me Alish.
Okay.
Or he'll call me by my sister's names. which is usually more accurate of what he calls me. But a lot of people call me Lish.
Lish?
And that doesn't bother me at all. And the reason why is because once people start calling me that, I know that they're at the point where they're comfortable around me to be able to start calling me Lish. And that makes me feel at ease.
Is that even your friends? Like, that is your nickname? It's not just certain people, or is that all your friends? Is that
no, it's common? Not all my friends. Okay. It's, but it's a majority of them. Yeah, it's a majority.
That's so funny. We only have, like, a couple that will do that, but no, like, I'm, you know, Alicia all the way around, so that's pretty funny. Yeah. No other nickname.
No, that's pretty just much that. I mean, it's... We have 3 syllables in our name. That's tough. Yeah. I mean, people struggle with that. I've learned growing up. So it was either Alish, Lish, or Alicia. But it was never my full, never all 3 syllables, because that was too hard.
So funny. My cousin was little. He couldn't say Alicia. He said Shisha.
Oh, yeah.
So Shisha... And then, so, it's become a thing where even my aunt, like, he's 21 now. And they'll say, Shisha. Or even any kid that was born, I would just say Shisha. And even my niece and nephew, it's Kia Shisha. So, I don't know when we'll grow out of that. But usually when they're younger, we'll say Shisha. So, but so far, I'm Tia Shisha right now. And, you know, so.
I'm going to be TT for the rest of my life.
Yeah, TT's a great one.
Yeah, Gabby called me the other night. And she's like, hey, TT. I'm like, mm-hmm. are you okay? She's like, I'm fine.
In college.
She's like, what are you up to? I'm like, I'm in bed. She's like, oh, what time is it? I'm like, 10:14. Are you dying? What are you doing? She's like, oh, right. No concept of, like, time. I'm like, yeah, because you're in college.
Right.
I'm like, can I call you tomorrow? She's like, yeah, sure. I was like, great. Thanks. But, yeah, I was like, you're running around college calling me TT instead. Like, hey, TT. I was like, all right. Interesting. I mean, my nephew, Liam, for a while was like, what's your name? And I'm like, Bridget. So he'd call me Bridget. I'm like, no, you call me TT. And he's like, Bridget. I'm like, TT.
Cutest.
And now he just calls me TT.
Right, right.
Because now he's got a little sister who will eventually learn that,
right,
too.
Right. Do you have any nieces and nephews yet?
I do. I have two nephews and a niece.
What do they call you?
They Aunt Alicia. So
okay.
And I thought that they were going to struggle with it. I mean, one of my nephews is 17, so.
Oh, okay, yeah.
but my the other two, I thought they would struggle with it. But they never did. They were pretty good right off the bat. Yeah.
So we were talking because you're honestly a stranger, and I've never met you. So kudos to coming into a stranger's house, right? Like, were you nervous coming? Like, I don't know this chick.
Yeah. Like more because of that. I'm just talking on a microphone, but I wasn't nervous about meeting you because we had been on Twitter and Facebook and
yeah, for a couple of years.
For a couple of years.
So it's kind of funny. Bother me. So funny to me. So how did you even like, okay, so we had the pre-conversation. You're not from here. You're actually from Peabody, mm-hmm. then, but you moved around a little bit, and you've been in Gloucester the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. Did you discover Good Morning Gloucester, and that's how you kind of bantered back and forth with Joey, or did Joey find... How did that happen?
I honestly do not remember. It's been a while. It had to have been that's what it was, that I found Good Morning Gloucester and friended him, or followed him on Twitter, and he followed me back.
Right.
And then I would just post shit and he would comment on it.
So then how did, so what was your online kind of like, you know, conversations, or how did you know, like, why would he have come to me and said, you've got to
talk to this girl? It has to be the dating stuff.
He loves the dating
shit. It has to be what it, because the only other argument we've ever gotten into was the fact that yellow starbursts should be outlawed. He does like them. I think they're fantastic.
Were you going in arguments with him?
Oh my gosh, there were like back and forth.
About what?
Yellow starbursts. And he's
what?
Like, they're just the worst, and why do they even exist? I'm like, he's like, there was something like, why are you going to be a yellow starburst when you can be a pink starburst? And like, it was this big.
Seriously?
There was like a couple tweets back and forth about it, yeah.
That's pretty, anything else that you've ever disagreed or gone back and forth
about?
So, and
then
about?
So the other thing was dating, and I would get frustrated with men, and there was one tweet, which I wish I could find it, and if I could, I'm sure if I went back.
It'll come up on your time hop, like, tomorrow.
I could go through my likes... I would probably find it, but something about men, and they say that we're the problem, but it's really men that are so frustrating. He was like, men are simple. Give them sex, food, and don't break their balls.
Oh, I remember that one. I remember because he says that all the time. Yes.
So there was that, and then he gave me this proposition, I guess you would call it, where he was like, I'll find you a guy.
Oh, Lord.
That was the rabbit. I bet you it was the rabbit.
And I said, well, you know, it's going to be, but it's like he treated it like an experiment.
No, I can see that.
So mm-hmm. he said, I will set you up on dates, but you have to do exactly what I say.
Oh.
I was like, this just seems like a bad.
Yeah.
I never went through with it. Although I have to say, I'm kind of at the point where I'm just like,
you'll drop
ass. You know what?
I'll do it.
Let Unleashed help you. Yeah. I am great at doing this for other people, but myself.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. I am. This one, when she started going back into the dating world, I was like, okay, I know it's been 17 years, but I'm going to warn you right now. Here's what you do. And then she texts me. I'm like, do not say that. She's like, no, I'm going to say that. I'm like, do not say that. She's like, no, I'm going to. And then she'll send it. And she's like, he didn't message me back. I'm like, can't imagine why. I told you not to. And then she got the hang of it. She got better at it. There'd be certain points where she's like, I'm going to say this. I'm like, no, we don't do that. However, me, on the other hand, I can't do that shit. I can take my own advice, but I can guide anyone else through the dating world. Or be like, no, no, you're fine. I'm not one of those people that's like, you just haven't found your unicorn or your prince yet. Fuck that shit. Like, don't come with me about that. Like, I've been listening to that since 2008. I'm like,
Okay, can we talk about what's the date today?
Today is 2/8/2018.
Okay. This is weird. Mm-hmm. And I was like, for the hell of it, let me go back into my DMs of Twitter. When was my first back and forth with Alicia?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
2/8/2016.
Shut up.
And
no.
Not, yeah.
Hello. Looking at it right now. Looking at it right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking at it right now.
Holy fuck.
That's crazy.
Valentine's podcast at my house this Saturday at 2 p.m. Damn.
Well, I can't be because I had any Valentine's Day plans.
She said, damn, I'm in Vermont this weekend. Oh, yeah. Leaving first thing Saturday morning. Any chance for Friday night? And I'm like, oh, this must have been when I was working at Foreign Affairs in Manchester. And I said, I'm working Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah. But no worries. When you get back, we can. So,
That's crazy.
So 2/29/16. Impromptu podcast at my house.
She's good at doing that shit too.
In Gloucester, if you're interested, finally get a chance from Alicia. I won't be back in time to the podcast tonight, but keep me in the loop on anything else.
Because I'm just so busy. I mean, no,
so, and then 1/15/18. So then it was 2 years. I think we just didn't do anything for 2 years.
Yeah, no.
And then we tried again this past January, which was a month ago. Mm-hmm. And then we finally got today. So I'm just now realizing.
This is the timing. This is kismet right here.
That's it. Crazy. That's it. Right?
Oh my gosh.
So I asked you 2 years ago exactly, and here you are 2 years later. So basically, Joey, I was going through the dating scene at that time, and this all makes sense that Joey had said, you've got to, you got to get this girl in your podcast.
That had to, because I stopped. Yeah. I was doing the online dating thing, and I think I stopped that probably end of 2015, early 2016.
So how long were you doing the online dating scene?
Oh, like maybe a year.
Do you like it?
I hated it. I hated it.
Yeah.
With a fiery passion.
Yeah. Did you go on a lot of dates or?
No, I went on one.
Wait, one in a year?
I know. Because
some people are not like you. We're just going to line them all up Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I was a serial dater.
I went on one.
Let me guess. He was like psycho.
No. He was, and I don't know if it's because, I don't know if he was, but he just sat there and just didn't talk. And I'm exhausted trying to draw things out of him,
right,
and make the effort for the conversation, and I just right, didn't feel the connection with
so
him.
How long have you been single?
Excuse me.
What month is it? We're in February. I'm gonna say the last relationship, if you want to call it, probably officially ended in like September.
Okay. And how long was that relationship?
Just a few months, but he was somebody, and it didn't end like we're still friends. But the problem was, it was long distance.
And how did you find? So you stopped online dating. So how did you find people since then?
One of the guys I actually met through my dad.
What?
Yeah. and then the other guy, I had known for 10 years, and so literally 4 days after the other guy and I broke up, He called me 4 days later. He didn't even know that I was seeing somebody or that I had broken up with somebody. And he called me 4 days later and he was like, "That's it. We got to make this work. I want you to come down here. We got to give this a shot." And I was like, "All right, this is way too much in 1 week."
Right, right.
So, but yeah, we did, and we made it work for a few months, but it's just the distance. He lives in North Carolina, so
the distance was
just hard to try and his work schedule is crazy, and he had a lot going on, and I think, and again, there's no ill will toward him at all, and all of us will always be friends.
Right.
I will still go down there and visit him and hang out with him, because we also have mutual friends down there. So it definitely didn't end badly, but it just and some things just don't work, and there's nothing wrong with that,
right?
Exactly. And that was just one that just didn't work.
So are you on, like, are you dating, or are you available, or what's your status right now?
I mean, I'm available, but I'm not doing the online dating thing, so if I meet somebody,
oh, you're really, so
it's great.
Well,
honestly, if anybody wants to set me up, I'm all for it.
So do you go out with your friends?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you go out, so you're in that scene, so you're, you know, so you're, you know, you're out to meet people.
Yeah, it's funny, because I actually, I went out with my friends, was this Saturday? Went out with my friends Saturday to a bar. We were in Danvers, and I was getting up to leave, because it was like 11:30 maybe. Mm-hmm. So I get up to leave and I literally went outside, said goodbye to my friends, and as I was leaving, this guy caught my eye. Mm-hmm. And he was with my friends, but he had just gotten there, and I was like, "Who's that guy?" And she said, "Oh, that's so-and-so's cousin." I was like, "He's really cute." She goes, "Get back in there." So I went back in.
Okay.
But we didn't, like, nothing. Okay. Nothing. No. But again, he's a cousin, so who knows?
Right.
But did you establish communication with him? Did you at least, like, "Hi, I'm Alicia"?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So if he comes around again, be like, "Hey."
Right.
You know.
Right.
That's nice. I never got that luxury of friends having cousins or...
Neither did I.
I mean, it doesn't happen.
No.
Often.
Not anymore. Because also, it becomes a fine line of, you know, there's someone that's been on the podcast. She was actually... we met her on Valentine's Day weekend, and she set me up with her boyfriend's brother. And it just didn't work out. So I was like, "Great. I just met this awesome, cool chick, and now I'm going to be like, yeah,
it
didn't work out." But a year later, the conversation came up about him with her and her boyfriend. And she was like, "That was not a good match at all." I was like, "Then why the fuck did you do this to me?"
So, speaking of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. She knows Alicia, Kevin Bacon?
Alicia hung out and knows Roseanne. Kevin Bacon's best friend.
Oh, yeah.
The one that I've known my whole life.
Yeah, because Roseanne works in that place.
Mm-hmm. Well... No, but I know her from, like, my 20s.
I know her.
We're going long, like,
crazy.
We're way back.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's hilarious.
Hello? The one person she brings up, I'm like, wait, I've known Roseanne my whole life.
I know, and it's terrible that I haven't seen her or talked to her in so long. I hate that.
And, okay, first of all, I didn't even know you lived in Gloucester.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I did. It was the one thing I could find on Facebook.
Was it? See, I didn't ever stalk. I'm friends with her. I just never stalked her because... You, like, what you talk about, like, so what I know of you from Facebook or whatever is that you have a close relationship with your mother.
Yep. Okay. And my dad.
Yep. And your dad, right?
And they're divorced, but I'm very close with both of them.
Okay. So that's pretty much the extent that I know. So I never knew if you lived in Gloucester or not because you actually talk a lot about places around the North Shore.
Well, because that's where, when I go with my friends, that's where we hang out.
Yeah, because there's not that many places in Gloucester, is what you're saying?
No, there is, but...
There's really not, be honest.
People think that Gloucester is like the boomies. Like, they're like, oh, all the way up in Gloucester. So, people just never drive, like, it's a hassle to drive.
And let's just say, the single life around here... Not something you really want. From what I've been told.
You gotta go over the bridge for that.
I mean, I was trying on the island, And it was just not
But
working.
When you're from here, she's been here for 10 years, so she's not going to...
And I've been back for 5.
Yeah, but you grew up with the people, too.
Yeah, but also the people that I was going for and trying to spit game at, they are not from here. And yet, every one of my friends just could not help me out. Like, this bitch would always sit in the one seat next to the person at the bar. And I'm like, I'll sit there. No, I want to sit here. I'm like... We're not on the same page. Can you feel what I'm trying to tell you? And then, you know, there's my wingman who sucks at everything that is supposed to be a wingman. So, yeah, there was that.
Yeah.
And then I kind of gave up. I mean, I went on the Tinder a few times.
Oh, have you been on the Tinder?
Oh, my gosh. So, the Tinder. So, I downloaded the app. And I swiped a couple times, and my friends, the different set of friends, but they were like, so how's Tinder going? And I said, well, I swiped, and the guy said, hi, how are you? And I freaked out and deleted the app. So it's going well. And that was my last experience with
Tinder. Well, it's better than, hi, how are you? Here's my dick.
It was funny because I was going through, like, the time hop. Like, gotta love the time hop because it just brings back such great memories.
I love time hop.
And I saw one from a couple years ago when we, after we had all that snow.
The Game of Thrones winter?
Yeah, it was. And so I went to Minglewood Tavern just to sit at the bar and have a drink because I needed to get out of my four walls. And I sat down, and these two guys sat next to me, and this guy, and the guy was like, oh, is this seat taken? No, it's not. Oh, are you taken? Like,
okay, you just, yeah.
I'm like, oh, here we go. So he started talking to me, and he's like, wow, you have a great smile. Are those your teeth? What? Yep. Top and bottom.
Yep.
And it was just so, it just struck me as so funny that I did end up, I mean, I just was chit-chatting with him just because it was just so ridiculous.
It was just amusing and you had nothing else to do.
Exactly. But yeah, that was probably my only experience.
So what are you looking for in somebody? Oh, here we are. Do you have a long list of craziness that can never be met?
No, not at all. And it's funny because the last two people that I dated obviously did not work out. And I don't regret them. Didn't work out. But my friend said, this is good because you just learn more about the things that you don't
want. Right, of course.
And that you aren't looking for. And I think that was just such a good way to look at it.
Right. That's how I looked at my year and a half of online dating. I had down to the pub what I couldn't tolerate.
Right.
Had no patience for. Or could tolerate. Or I could change, you know, or I'm evolving about myself. And just all those sorts of things. Right. Yeah.
So I think it's just really comes up. Somebody who puts in an effort.
Right.
It's not passive about it, and just respectful. Good sense of humor is always good.
That does help.
Well, yeah, they're gonna need to be with you.
It's which sounds simple.
Mm-hmm. It's not,
and it's not.
Mm-mm. No.
And as you get older, I think it's a little tougher too.
And so what's your age range now?
It's funny because the guy that I met at the bar, I asked my friend, I was like, how old is he? And she's like, he's 34. I'm like, oh
that's too young.
And I said, that's
too young. And I'm almost 37. That's a baby.
And I
have to go 40 or older. I will not go my age or younger. I can't.
Well, see, I would go younger. I would cap it at probably like late 30s.
Yeah, you would have to.
Late 30s to mid 40s.
See, I'd go up to 50.
No, see, I wouldn't. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no.
I mean, he would have to be amazing. Like, really.
Well, I mean.
But see, and that's the problem. So that's one of the problems that I have with online dating. Because I could meet somebody who's 50 who is amazing. Like, just like, say I met him in a group of people or when I was out somewhere. And I wouldn't know that that was his age.
Right.
But when you're online dating.
Right.
And you set your age cap. say, like, from 37 to 45,
yeah,
you're only going to get those people right, exactly. showing up.
Right.
So that's one of the issues that I had with online dating, was because it's like you're setting, sometimes you set such, and not just you, but other people too. Like, people could be looking, like, guys who are my age could set their cap at 32.
Right.
And I wouldn't come anywhere right. near
right.
that. So I wouldn't show up in there. So it just, I had that struggle with the online dating thing.
So I went up to 50 because my maturity level is in like mid 40s anyway, right? So it's like a lot of what I was looking for, because my kids are already older. Mm. I'm not looking. And as many guys as I met in their 40s, they had kids that were 8 years old. And it's like, I'm not even there. Like, mm-hmm. you know, my kids are in their teenagers. So that's what I really struggled with, is I wanted to try to find somebody that was very similar in my situation. I don't want any eight years old. You know what I mean? I already was there. I'm that teenager graduating, you know, high school, entering, you know. So, I mean, I know some people that are with people that have 8 years, you know, and they have teenagers. I'm like, mm-mm. I don't know how you do it. I don't have patience for that. So, you know, I dated a couple of people in, that were just about 50. And one, he was freaking hilarious. He was so much fun. So funny. We didn't really go past the first date, but I never laughed so hard in a date in my whole entire life. He was, what that one? We had nicknames for all of them.
I wonder where you got that idea from.
What?
Nicknames.
Oh, yeah. Bridget taught me about nicknames.
We used to do that in college.
Yeah. So this one was,
oh my God.
And it's to keep
track. McLovin. Yeah. McLovin. Because he named himself McLovin on the online dating site. He was so funny. But so, you know, Bossman Joey, you know, he's 50. He's on his way to 51. And he's about
I shouldn't cap it at mid four. I should say, all right, to 50.
Let's yeah, 50. You should.
I should.
And you know, he's marrying someone that's my age. Yeah. So there's quite a gap there, but Joey isn't, you know. So that's, you know, that's like, you know, not everyone would be, you know, falls in that category, I think. So
yeah.
I at least went up to 50, but even my sister, she's 30. She'd rather meet somebody in their 40s. Even though she wants late 30s.
Shout out it to Andy.
Yeah. She wants someone that's in their 30s or late 30s. She'll even go to 40s. Kids are not a deal breaker. Would she like one? Yes. But, you know, it's not a complete, like, if I ever have kids mm-hmm. or anything like that. So, but she wants someone that's mature, right? Because she's 30 years old. She's still finding guys that... Mature?
Yep. Yeah,
mature
I'd like to add yes. that to my list. I gotta make sure that's on there.
I will put that on the list right now.
Right, yeah.
Oh my gosh, are you really keeping track?
Show notes.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
Mature. Yeah, some guys never mature. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
So you have a little thing going on here. So I would, what is this? And I would love to hear, in like, what is this?
Well, it's funny.
She came with homework.
I came with notes because I'm really bad with off the cuff stuff, and I'm not
gonna. You've been doing well so far.
Thank you. So these were like things that I had tweeted or things from my,
cause you're hilarious, by the way.
Oh, thanks. That were from my online dating experience. Like, I can't. So one of the things that's on here from the dating is that I would see so many guys that would stand in front of a mirror and take a picture with their shirt off. And one guy was like, this is my current fitness level. And it's just, again, one of those things that irked me. Because if you met somebody in a bar or you met somebody in a group setting, he wouldn't just whip off his shirt and say, this is my current fitness level. Like, that's just right. not normal.
So what is one of your favorite, and I use favorite with air quotes and sarcasm, profile photos that you ever came across on dating? Like, mine was always the mirror selfie where the cell phone is the biggest thing in the mirror, and yep. they're not even looking at the mirror yep. or the lens. They're yep. looking at the phone.
At the phone. That's yeah. a good one. I can't tell you how many guys' profile pictures was of them sitting in the car and taking the photo.
With yeah. sunglasses on?
With sunglasses on. That was a big one. It was either that or it looked like a mugshot.
Yeah. Or their like driver's license.
Yeah.
They took a picture of their driver's license through their camera phone.
It was just... but one guy, there was one guy, and it's funny because I have my bag here, which was a gift. But he had his teeny tiny little dog in a Louis Vuitton dog carrier.
Huh.
Is that bad?
Yeah. Is that your current purse, the dog carrier?
No. this is my bag, and this was a gift, which I love. But just to... Is that normal for a guy?
No, it's not.
Not usually?
Okay. Not normally. But let me guess, you went on a date with him anyway.
No, I didn't. That was
okay.
But here's the thing, too. Is, so my wingman is also single. Sorry, gag doll. And every time I was on Tinder or Plenty of Fish or Bumble, his fucking goofy ass face would come up in my swipes. I'm like, come on, man. Also, learn how to take a good photo. No yeah. one wants to see a photo from your chin up. Like, bring the phone away from your face. I was also like...
And these are supposed to be the best photos that they're putting forth, which is questionable.
I just don't think they know. Right. And that was the thing, is I told him, like, you need to take better profile photos. He's like, what's wrong with them? I'm like, your chin is one. Also, that's not your boat. He's like, yeah, but I guess the girl's talking. I'm like, that's fine. But take a picture where they can see more of the boat,
right,
too.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to help you.
And that's the thing. Like, they can have their photos of showing them, because obviously that's something that you're mm-hmm. looking at. But have some photos of you doing the activities that you like to do, or with you and your friends, even if you're blacking out their faces, but show
right.
me that you have friends and that you
show
go out
me
with
your
people. Because there would be people, there would be guys that was just them. And, like, them in a bathroom, them in the car, them, mm-hmm. you know? Is that all you do?
And that's the thing, is they never black out their friends. So you're like, which one are you?
Oh, I know.
I was like, and no one hikes. No one likes to hike. I mean, let's be real.
I know.
Aw, that's one of Peter's pictures was hiking. Peter had a picture in the car, and then he had a hiking. But it's like... But also, that was Peter's first time put himself out there, and he was married for 15 years. So there are some people, and he's shy. So he was mm-hmm. like, I've got to learn to take a selfie and like put it out there. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of shy in that respect too. So, I've seen all sorts. Yeah,
yeah,
right? So I've seen
that.
All sorts. And now his selfie game is on point. Like,
yeah.
he's just like, I'm like, damn. He's like, I learned. He's like, social media. Because I learned. It made me do that. So.
I mean, Mr. A got me with, I was like, what is that behind you? I'm like, is that fucking Ireland? And then there was another picture of him at the Guinness Brewery in Ireland drinking. I'm like, sold. Hello. How are you? and that was the thing, was like, his photos didn't really have much. But I was like, that's fucking Ireland. And I was like, so when
how the hell did you know he was in Ireland?
It's a famous cliff.
Oh, okay.
I was like, so when did you go to Ireland? He's like, oh, I just came back like in September. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I just went on a solo trip to Ireland. I was like, all right. But, you know, the way he talked to me was, I was like, is this fucker for real? Is he making fun of my Drake sweater right now? Is he making fun of my mixtape quotes from my friends? Is he asking me how much I paid my friends to say nice things about me? This motherfucker! And then, so now it's always whenever I meet his friends, like, how did you guys meet? And I was like, online? He's like, yep, took me 3 days. She'd been on it since July. I'm like, damn it, dude. And then I was like, yeah, he made fun of my Drake sweater. He's like, I didn't make fun of your Drake sweater. I was like, yes, you did. He's like, no, I made fun of your mixtape quote first. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Then he insulted me saying that I paid my friends to say nice things about me. And then they're all like,
she's dating him.
But the thing is, like, when I say it to his friends, they're like, oh, I like her. She gets to stay. He's like, you can go. She gets to stay. I was like, I knew this was going to happen. And he's like, yeah. But, yeah, it's one of those things where you just see so many of those damn... That was my thing. If I saw a gym fucking selfie or a mirror selfie, I'm like, out.
That, and if... And this was, again, this was right when, what was the name of that movie? 50 Shades of Grey was
kind of, the first one. Yeah.
So if their username had anything to do with Grey, nope.
Well, 69. I don't know why they all have to have that number.
And then if their headlines were like, work hard, play hard. Like, it just tells me that they have no originality at all. I know,
come up with like t-shirt time or something.
This sounds so judgmental.
See, just keep saying it out loud.
I'm so guilty of it, and I hated it because I felt like they were doing it too, but I know I'm just as guilty of it. And that's another reason why I stopped doing it, is because I knew that I was dismissing who could be perfectly good men,
right?
Because of what I would see in there, and again, right, I would not go up to them and meet them for the first time and say, "Okay, I know this about you, so I'm gonna stop talking to you right now." I wouldn't know that. So I'd have to talk to them to get to know them, in order to know that.
See, I always called it, like, when I would go on bad dates, I'd always go to Stone's afterwards and see my bartender Jamie, and I'm like, "How'd it go?" I'm like, it's just another one for the Netflix comedy special.
That's what I would say. No.
Yeah.
It's material for the Twitter. It's good Twitter material, and that's what I would do.
So what about dating men with kids? What's your stance on that?
Yeah, one of the guys I dated had kids, and I'm all for it.
Do you want kids?
I don't think it's gonna happen. But I wanted kids. I absolutely wanted kids. And it was just one of those things that just didn't work out. And, so if he has kids, great.
So that's not, so you're not opposed to that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So that's good. So you're not like, cause it's gonna, you know, I found it was, so when I was dating, obviously found a lot of guys, majority of them had kids, but the ones that didn't wanted kids. And I don't want anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there was that. And they were a little bit, you know, they were around my age and stuff. So I know that sometimes can be like, you know, like a deal breaker. But that opens you up. You know what?
Do you know somebody?
I saw the light bulb. And he, right. Yeah. So what, looks wise,
I'll be honest with you.
I honestly could not date anyone shorter than 5'7".
Well, and it's funny because that brings up another point. I know I keep going back
to
online dating.
They all lie.
But
by an inch at least.
Right? So again. So the guy at the bar was probably my height. So I'm 5'7".
So you're tall.
I would like to wear heels. So he has to, usually it's like 5'10 or taller.
Because you have to be your same height if you have heels on.
If I have heels on. But the guy in the bar was 5'7", maybe 5'8".
Right.
But again, I would give that a chance.
You could definitely do a Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so my ex was 5'7", 5'8" with his heels on. and when I wore heels, I was the same height. So I was like, I just can't go below 5'7" and then have my heels on. And then I met Peter and he's like, I'm 5'10". I'm like, bitch, you're not 5'10". He's standing next to my ex and you're like, maybe 2 inches.
Yeah.
We're settling this for it. Wait, he is he's literally 1/8 of an inch under 5'10". Right? I go, see, I knew you were not 5'10". No, you're 5'9".
Got round up. I'm 5'3 on a good day.
So, right? So, but
how
yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4". Okay. But when you wear heels, I'm 5'7". You wear at least a 3-inch heel.
Right, and so I go up to 5'10", at least.
Right, right. All right, so, okay, I think I know somebody. Love him. He's so adorable. I work with him. So, we'll talk about that offline.
All
right. So, tell
Let's
me,
get
what
to
is
these
happening.
Tweets.
I want tweets. What's happening?
Okay. The pressure.
Well, we keep interrupting
you. So one time I was at Charlie's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having breakfast. Because I'm not one of the, I'm all for going to a bar, sitting at a bar, having a drink by myself, or going to breakfast. Like, that does not bother me at all. So I was having breakfast by myself. And this guy is sitting next to me, and we just started talking. And at the end, he got up and left, and he gave me his card. And he said, if you ever want to get coffee, give me a call. This guy could not have been under 70 years old. And I'm like, I still got it. And like a year later, I found his card. I was like, should I call him? Do you think he's still single?
That's so cute.
Yeah. And then, this guy, I got an email from the guy on... I was on Match.
Okay. For how long?
I would say a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, it's terrible. And this guy was a born-again Christian, said he wanted to serve me with his love.
Okay. All
and
right.
It didn't matter that I hadn't been to church in 8 years, which is what I had on my profile. You know what else bothers me? Is that you can't tell guys that you have cats. Because
they think you're the cat lady.
That you're the crazy cat lady. Can I tell you that I know women who own dogs who are batshit crazy?
Yeah.
So, the cat thing really bugs me. Because there are guys on their profile that would say, if you have cats, don't even.
That's
ridiculous.
Do
not even think about emailing me.
That's
weird. And it
wasn't
because they were allergic, because they had the...
They think the cat lady.
The crazy cat lady.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because I listened to another podcast out of New York City, and they were talking about, there's a site, and it's like women with their cats, and it's all these New York City professional women, like, you know, in their early to late 30s with their cats, but it's kind of, the way they're being photographed is to break the stigma of the crazy cat lady.
Yeah.
Listen, cats are not as needy as dogs.
So that's why people would prefer them over dogs.
Yeah,
especially.
Yeah.
Because I would have a dog if I had the space, if I had the time to commit.
Right.
I just don't.
Right.
Have either. So.
I'm also making that on your list. Also, don't be allergic to cats.
Do you have a cat?
I have two.
Okay. What's their name? I know, but.
Maury and Miles.
Oh.
Okay.
Maury Povich.
That's what people say. They're like, oh, you named your cat after Maury Povich. Yeah. And I've had guys come over who hate cats, and they look at him and they're like, that's a great cat. So they tend to fall in love with them, which is nice.
So what kind of tweets do you have on there?
Let's get to the tweets.
I don't know. God. See this?
The fact that you have them printed out
and color coded.
Okay, wait. That is what's most amazing to me.
You know what? I wanted to come with material.
I think that we needed to, you know what? I'm going to talk about
this
offline.
Okay.
But I'm going to take a picture of that, and that's going to be the cover photo for the
podcast.
Oh,
all right. This one talks about what my match.com headline was, because I talked about
headlines.
Yeah. Because that's what's going to get somebody's. I mean, that's the first thing. Aside from your photo, that's the first thing.
Right.
People are going to read about you as your headline. So mine was, because I was on there for so long, because I was getting so frustrated. So my headline was, come on, fellas, don't make me go to Christian Mingle. And I would have guys email me and say, that's the best headline I have seen on this website. And that's it. And then they would end the email, and that was it. I was like, well,
stupid.
What else? Like, are we going somewhere with this? And then I would never hear from them again. So
that sucks.
I know.
great headline. Didn't
what
go
else?
Anywhere.
Yeah, so that was that. What else do I have here? It was a lot of the stuff was if we. Oh, see, I talked about this already. The one with the beautiful teeth. You have beautiful teeth, and are they yours?
I was told my body was as soft as a couch, and I was like, "What?" It was like, you know what feels more amazing than that couch over there? And I was like, "No." And he's like, "Your body." I'm like, "Ew, ew! I'm drying up inside. Ew, go away, go away, go away." I'm like, "Go away."
Yeah, so they're color coded because the ones in red were dating.
Oh, okay.
Dating specific.
Where's and you got any good highlight ones in there? Like one of your great zingers
of
your dating ones. Oh, what's the blue one?
The just tweets.
Ah. So what do they say?
So this was a tweet because my friend Megan was texting me and said. She's like, "You're just so cool." And I was sitting there wearing sweatpants and watching Murder, She Wrote on Netflix. I'm like, really? It's debatable.
So there was this tweet?
So there was another tweet that I think you liked. And it was a text that I got from a guy. And he was like, "You're so sexy." And I was lying in bed, shoving an onion ring in my mouth. I was like, "Oh, if he only knew." But then I had this one, and Joey picked this one up and put it on Good Morning Gloucester. And this was a
This is when Joey was thinking tweets.
Yes, and I think this is what started what connected us and what when he started paying attention to what I was writing, because I just gone for my license photo, and I don't like having my photo taken to begin with, and then to have to do it at the DMV when you know it's going to look terrible is like such a nightmare. So I tweeted I would rather go to the dentist and the gynecologist at the same time then have my license photo.
Oh my god, I actually think I remember that.
He picked it up. Okay. He retweeted it, and then he put it on Good Morning Gloucester. And I think that was my official introduction.
And that's who you are.
So how did he just came across that on Twitter somewhere?
Well, because I was telling her, after I moved to Gloucester, I think I just found Good... I obviously found Good Morning, because it's such a popular blog. And website, and so I started following that, and him, I was following him on Twitter, and he followed me back, and I think that was probably the first tweet that he noticed and picked up, and then he probably was paying attention.
Right.
Okay, what else is she saying?
Right, exactly, because now he's intrigued.
Yeah.
What other tweets you got on there?
That's it, I think we've
talked
about,
What about, what's in the black? What's all the things in black?
That's no good.
No good, but they're on that list. Now they're intriguing. They're on that list.
So wait, you also have a second handout,
too. Oh, but
this
is just... Yeah, what's that? God, let's see what we're talking about. So, like I said, if you would ask me, what are you interested in? And I'm just like, oh, I don't know.
Well, what are you interested in? I've got notes about how finding you a man, so we need to know.
And then this was, again, a topic if we needed one. I have a list of... well, it started at 100, but it's gone down because I've taken things off, of things that, just random things that I want to do.
Like
just
what?
Like,
pick some.
Well, it's funny because one of them is go to Iceland, and I'm actually going
in April. Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah, I'm so excited. So I'm going with a friend of mine who actually lives in Budapest.
Oh, cool.
So we're meeting in Reykjavik.
Oh, wow.
I'm so excited.
I just had friends that came back from there, and they said...
Really?
They said they're like, I want to go back.
And the sun doesn't go down, right? It's always...
Well, no, it will be... So when I go, there's still a chance that I could see the Northern Lights, because the sun will rise. Sun rises at like 6 and sunsets at like 9 or 10. But when you go in the summer, it never... So they call that the midnight sun.
Right.
That's that season, because the sun, it never gets dark.
That's so weird.
It'll get dusk, but it will never get completely dark. That's why you can never see the Northern Lights in the summer.
Okay, so you will go.
Yeah.
And how long are you going to go there?
So I'll be there for a full week.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be there Friday to Friday.
And it's a short plane ride.
Yeah, it's 5 hours there, 5.5 back.
Yeah.
So it's like going to California.
California is 6, sometimes 6.5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I have a direct flight, so.
So that's awesome. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So it's even shorter than going cross country.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm so excited.
That's so awesome.
Wait. Yeah.
I'm when did you, when did you book this?
Well, we started talking. So what happened was I broke up with the last guy or ended the relationship with the last guy. And it's like, I'm so bored. Like, I'm bored. And she's like, we need something to plan. She said, let's go somewhere. Let's do something.
Right, right.
And that's how that trip came about.
Awesome.
Because she's been in Budapest for 4 years. She teaches over there. And so traveling over there is like traveling the states here. Like, mm-hmm. she's like, it's 4 hours to Croatia. Well, it's 4 hours to Vermont. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she'll go to Croatia for the weekend. She'll text me and she'll be like, I decided to go to Austria for hiking for the weekend. Like, it's bananas.
Right.
The stuff that she's done.
Right, right.
So this is so normal for her. And because of that, she has so much experience traveling in Europe.
Right.
So I'm whereas I have been nowhere.
Right.
So I know nothing. So I'm very confident going with her.
Right.
Knowing that we're going to get around okay. And
right.
And Iceland, where you're going, because I can never say it right, they are pretty much adapting to, like, more visitors coming
because
nowadays.
Because it's such an up-and-coming tourist.
Well, it was, like, the hottest spot in 2016 to travel to, or, like, the number one spot to go to in 2016.
I mean, the landscape is just amazing.
Yeah.
So we're going to meet in Reykjavik, and then we're just going to tour. So a lot of the site, the landscape that people go to are in the southern part of the country. So that's where we rented a car. We're just going to tour all of that.
Nice.
Wow.
We booked one tour, which is a snorkeling tour. And then you tour the Golden Circle, but the rest of it, we're just going to do on our own.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. What's another thing on your list there?
A lot of it, so three things are actually Iceland related. So one of the things is you have to check off 5 things on this list in 2018.
Okay.
So you're manifesting this. You're putting it out there
But except
this
I've had this list for probably 15 years.
Listen, I've been trying to go to Vermont for 3 years.
Oh my gosh, really?
I've never been to Vermont. It's the only state in New England I've never been to.
My friend, one of my best friends has a house, a second house in Vermont. She's 3 miles from the Canadian border.
Oh, nice.
And so that's why one of the times you said, let's record, and I was up because I'm always in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Oh gosh,
that's what I've been told.
It's just so great.
Burlington,
she's
on that, climbing a mountain.
She's working on that, and Burlington, Vermont is probably one of my favorite cities.
Oh, and I've only been there once.
I love it.
She's up near Stowe.
Okay.
So Jay Peak, do you know Jay Peak?
No.
She's right now because she's 8 miles. So up near, she's in the Stowe area. She's about an hour from Stowe. But 3 miles from the border. So we'll hop over the border. We've been to Montreal.
Nice. Awesome.
That's nice.
So what else is on this list? Let's go back to this. Let's focus on you.
I know. So I have a lot of places now that I have the travel bug, and I haven't even...
Oh, once you get it, that's it.
My friend texted me. She's like... All right, well, then for the next trip after Iceland, let's meet in Zurich and see that, and then rent a car, and we'll drive to Lucerne. I don't even know how to say it. And then we'll go to Geneva in Italy and Innsbruck, Austria.
Nice.
Sure. Okay. How about I just meet you
Austria.
In Budapest, and then you just take me. Just take me wherever.
Right. How about we just hang out in Budapest so I can see Budapest?
I know, and some of the pictures that she... posts are amazing. A lot of this is all exercise related. So kayaking, I think I've been to kayak. Oh, I went kayaking once, and it was with Roseanne.
Really?
Yes. When we were in Turks and Caicos, we went kayaking and with her.
Turks and Caicos. I've never been anywhere.
So I've been to Turks and Caicos, and I've been to Aruba, and those are the only two places outside of the country.
I've been to Maui and London, so there's that.
Yes. Yeah. I've never been to Europe.
I haven't been anywhere. When you say I haven't been anywhere, haven't been anywhere outside the United States of America.
Oh.
I have been from...
Have you been to Canada?
No.
Really?
I've been from Vermont to LA. I've been up the whole East Coast. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been...
The Pacific Northwest, let's get it right.
Yeah.
Driving cross-country is on my list.
Anywhere in the United States of America.
Follow old Route 66. It is an
That's
incredible...
That's what I want to do.
It's an incredible
That's
drive.
That's exactly what I want to do.
So, I did that. My brother was moving to California to be a highway patrol officer. And I already lived there. So, they flew me back. And I drove their second car cross-country. And it took us maybe four and a half days to get from Boston to LA. But we stopped in like Missouri. We were in Texas. My favorite place in all of the country is Grandpa's Cheese Barn in Ashland, Ohio. I follow them on Facebook. They're great. But like that was the one, like we went and saw all these different things and obviously not the Wax Museum, but we saw the Grand Canyon. We spent all
lot
of time
there. Yeah, see, I've never seen that. There are so many places. And that's why I held off traveling outside of the country. Because there was so much in this country that I hadn't seen. I haven't been.
Yeah, right.
Aside from the East Coast in California, I haven't been anywhere in this country. I haven't seen anything.
I mean, the Grand Canyon's not going anywhere. The California Redwoods are. But,
well, and I've seen those.
Yeah. So you're like, done.
I have seen those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I cannot run to save my life. I'm screwed if anybody's ever chasing me. So that's
you know,
I've had run a 5K on my thing for 3 years now. By the way, I've had it on there for 3 years.
You know what you do?
Yes.
Have a junkie break into your car and then you run at them with rain boots. The adrenaline and the anger will just take over. Don't you worry.
Well, that'll do it.
Yep.
this goes to the football. Understand and enjoy watching at least one major sport.
You don't have to understand it to like it.
No, that's true, because I do enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I don't understand. I don't understand a thing about it, honestly.
I have no idea.
The Olympics started, so there's that.
Well, that's true.
They started
tonight.
Olympics
are always great.
So,
have you watched every movie on AFI's 100 Years, 100 Movies list?
Whoa.
No, that's a lot. I don't like TV.
I have, and I'm not a movie person. I've had 52 movies left on this list for probably 10 years.
I just cannot
get through.
You know what you can do?
It would take me one movie a year. Honestly, I'm not a huge movie
Might I make a suggestion? If you were to explore online dating again, turn around and say, I have 52 movies that I need to watch on my list. I'm not a movie person, but I would love for someone to join me in my adventure.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. I'll never try online dating again, but if I did,
or you
if
know,
you did, you if you did, you know what? I did this to Bridget a couple of times,
she did.
You need someone next to you and be like, you're too judgmental, like you're ridiculous, like stop thinking way above it, just take it for what it is, talk to them, and then move on. It might not transpire to anything, but keep an open, like, a very open mind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, don't
absolutely.
Stop somewhere just because, you know, there's something stupid in that person's memo or that person's, like, headline or, you know, or if they say quirky things or give them
lot of it, too, was age. Like, a lot of it. I was getting, the majority, I would say, 90% were 55 and older.
So, you had your thing set at, you know, whatever. So
right.
You should be you were searching, you know, those people
right.
within your, you know, within
and
your
they
age
weren't,
range.
And they felt that I was too old.
Those kind of, they're looking for the sugar babies.
They were looking for people. They were like capping really at like 32, but I would message them anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like they were my age.
Yeah. Right.
Or a
so
few years
if you,
older.
If you like, if, so after a while, if you shorten, like if you shorten that span of like what you're looking for, so, you know, whatever your age is, like from like, you know, whatever, like 40 to 50, and you literally just look in that, you know, to find. Because just because you're looking for them doesn't mean they're going to find you. That's the thing.
That's right, because you and Peter weren't even...
I've never, ever, ever came across Peter in my year plus, and he checked all my boxes. Hmm. He checked the age, he checked the... The distance, pretty much all of the basic stuff. Never saw him once.
Yeah.
He came across me. So there's always going to be people that you come across that don't come across you, vice versa.
And
that
I just kind of, yeah. That was, and I have to sit now thinking back on it, that was the biggest reason was that it was the age thing. Was that right. The people that I was searching for, I wasn't coming up.
Right.
To them in their search.
Right. No, you're never going to come up on, you right. guys are never going to come up on the same searches. So you guys, you know, you would just be searching and looking at what your criteria right. is, really.
Right.
But yeah, so.
So you can tell your friend that you're going to talk about off air about yes. the 52 movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to tell her about them.
That was another thing, too, is like when I was doing, I mean, when I was doing online, it was more or less not like looking for the one at this point. It was like, I'm also fascinated by people. This is why it really pissed me off that you were on lockdown and I could not figure out anything about you. And I was like, the introvert or the extrovert in me loves to hear people's stories and loves. And so when I would go and like message these people or go on dates with them, I'd be like, yeah, you're Netflix, part of the Netflix comedy special. That's very interesting. You do this X, Y, and Z. You will be an interesting. I met a guy once that did this for a living, like that kind of way. And I started doing that. And to be honest with you, even though I was on eHarmony, I wasn't actually looking. I was like, you know what? This is bullshit. And I had uninstalled the app, but I still got like the emails. And the guy that I'm seeing now had messaged me. I was like, I'll bite. And then he started, you know, so it was kind of one of those things where he wasn't in my match profile.
Right.
And all of a sudden he just came out of nowhere. I was like, okay. So.
Right, right.
So what are the, and again, it's been 2 years. What are the dating sites? Like, what are the big, is it still Match? Is it still eHarmony? Have they changed?
So eHarmony, so the reason why I got in on eHarmony was because Alicia and Peter were doing so many things with their children. And then my wingman was off, Lord knows, ruining his dick. Because the girls he's sleeping with, I'm like, really? You're going to get something and it's going to fall off and you're going to be very sad. So I was like, fuck it. I'll just go on eHarmony and see if anything works out there. Mm-hmm. And of course, they trap you because they're like, ooh, free communication. And what they don't tell you about that is you have to pay in order to see their photos. Mm-hmm. But I got like so many messages, but I couldn't see their photos.
Right.
I was like, remember that. I don't want to start messaging people and then this come up. So like I said, I started in July and in November I met the guy. I mean, I went on a few dates. There was three of them, which one was, people still have jokes about it. They're like, split any bills this week with your boyfriend? I'm like, not my boyfriend, the guy I'm dating. And no, he actually pays, or I pay. This one guy would insist on eating like veal parmesan for $28 and getting like a $13 glass of wine. And I'd order a $10 arancini and a beer, and he'd ask to split the bill. Mm. I was like, yeah, no. No. I wanted ice cream for dinner, because I'm a grown-up. yeah, that was the three dates.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And then after that, it was...
So I only did I'm Plenty of Fish, POF. I wasn't about to go and start to pay. However, at my wit's end, over a year, I was on the phone with my sister, and I was like, this is it. I'm joining eHarmony. I'm getting off POF. This is it. This is it. And when I hung up with her is when he messaged me.
Oh, on Plenty of Fish?
Yeah. So I never made it to eHarmony.
Yeah, so eHarmony, even though you're paying and you're answering all these questions, I don't know how much those questions actually fall.
I don't think it's any better.
No, you get the same... You get more better profile photos, we'll say that. You might get more people that are, you know, in a sense,
they're paying for this, so they're kind of looking, they're not fucking
around. Same thing with Match,
same thing with Match, and that was the view that I took. I was like, okay, the free sites, are they really serious
about it? But you can also pay for those, and it's like, no thanks.
Right, right. And I only did POF, and I had, I mean, like I said, at one point, I was a serial dater. I was going on 3-4 dates a week. And
I had to walk her dog so many times.
And then there were, and then I got to the point where I was dating a guy for a month, and then I'd get, you know, I'd learn about him, and be like, no, we're not gonna. And then I would, so
she'd bring a guy down to Fiesta, and I'd meet him, and be like, yeah, this isn't gonna go.
So you know, things like that. Like
kicked
I
him
was
out
just,
of my own yard.
When I said like, open mind, it was just like literally like open mind. Okay. Like it was just didn't matter. Like. I mean, I was, you know, I was dating races that I normally wouldn't, or heights that I normally, I mean, I went on a date with somebody that was like 5'4 or something like that, but, and he was so little, and I could have taken him and broken on my knee, and he was so, but he was the sweetest guy, and he was from Morocco, and he did not drink. That was, here's the thing, that was the deal breaker. That was a dude, you know, because he followed his religion, and you know, but he was like, he was intelligent, he was great, and I loved him, he was so awesome. But
so Bumble's a good one.
I haven't heard
is the one where females approach the males.
There's not a lot on there.
So no, every time I got in there, I'm like, what is everyone, a fucking accountant or a model?
It's not
like,
a lot.
What is this? It was a little weird. However, two of the girls I work with, they were on Bumble for a day, and they're now with their boyfriends for over a year.
Wow.
Yeah, for me.
So, wait, I mean, and then, like, on eHarmony, Celia's best friend met someone, and they're married.
Oh, no, I know.
It's totally, I don't know. It's
there's
so weird.
No
but
new,
I,
there's
is,
no new dating apps out there.
No.
So.
No.
I don't have a problem with the date. Like, I just, this was just my experience. I'm not anti, I guess I came across so strongly that I'm, like, anti-date. I'm not. I know it works.
You just gotta find the one where you're gonna, right, for you.
It didn't work.
But you know what? You're going to get some amazing profile photos in Iceland. Of you in a car in Iceland with your sunglasses on, or standing on some hill, or snorkeling.
Well, it's funny because I have to buy so much stuff because I'm not outdoorsy. Even though I like that's on my list to be out more. I want to go camping and do this. And, so I have nothing. So I had to go. I have to buy so much stuff. But one of the things I bought was the. Water, because everything has to be waterproof. So I had a waterproof jacket, insulated, warm winter jacket, and it's yellow because I wanted something yellow. And I told my friend this. She's like, you know that's a thing on Instagram, right? And I'm like, what? And she's like, sends me this tag of
yellow jackets.
And I was like, oh, shit, my Instagram is going to look like everybody else's. And it's this, because when you have the yellow jacket, it pops against the scenic and the landscape, especially in Iceland where everything's white, and in the winter everything's white
and green and
not when
you're there, it's not gonna
it won't
be.
Be
okay,
so it really pops against that background, and I was like, oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
So, just hold a red balloon and be like, you'll float too.
So, we're going to talk about one more thing.
I know, we got to stop
talking. And then this will be it, because we can literally talk forever.
Peter, you want to come in here for this?
No.
All right.
Okay. There's not much to talk about.
No.
We're just going to touch upon it, and that's it. We're going to keep going. We're not going to dwell on this. This is something that we would normally talk about in the beginning.
Yep.
But it has to be addressed.
What the fuck, Patriots? What the fuck?
So that would be the Super Bowl.
Fuck you, Matt Patricia. Sorry, not sorry.
Alicia, did you even watch it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, so you did. So you at least did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Do you watch it for the commercials? Or JT?
Neither.
Well, JT sucks. Not for nothing.
And my friend said to me, he's like, did you watch the Super Bowl? I said, the Pats can't play and you not watch the Super Bowl because they will kick you out of New England.
Mm-hmm.
You have to watch it. It has to be done. So, yeah, I watched it. We hung out with my friends.
Nice.
Awesome. You didn't understand a thing, right?
Whatever.
Neither did I.
I mean, honestly. I knew the good stuff. I knew when something good happened and when something bad happened.
Right. I could tell when all...
But I couldn't give you the technical jargon of what actually went down.
Right. Like, I don't know football, but I could tell, like, every single good pass that went to the Eagles, they couldn't catch.
Right.
So, they actually, in actuality, they probably should have won a lot. Like, the margin should have been, like...
Well, yeah, because we had no defense.
So, there's that.
There's that. And also, let's do a fucking play with the quarterback, the 40-year-old quarterback with the busted-ass fucking hand that's not got tape on it. Let's see if that works. What are we, Julian Edelman? No. Excuse me. That's fucking bullshit. And then the commentator turns around when the Eagles do the exact play in the next fucking, like, few minutes, was like... That was amazing! We've never seen that before! I'm like, fucking Tom Brady just tried to do that! Hello?
Right.
And I was drunk and alone by myself with my dog, and my dog gets very anxious when I yell. She gets very upset, so I don't get to watch sports at my house that much. Because, and I actually chronicled on Snapchat, every time I yelled, her eyes would bug out of her head, and I'd timestamp it. It's like... Gronk just got a touchdown. Clearly my dog's not happy. Or, like, game's over. She's thrilled because the yelling has stopped. So Matt Patricia went to the Detroit Lions.
Yep, as head coach.
Josh McDaniels was supposed to sign with Indianapolis Colts.
And it's not.
He backed out of it. So now the rivalry with the Colts and the Patriots is back on, which pretty much rivalry with the Patriots against the Patriots is that. Jimmy Garoppolo just signed a 5-year contract with San Francisco and is the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. So there's that. JT sucked. He sucked balls.
Yeah, that was bad. That was really bad.
Horrible.
I know that much.
But I said it the day before Super Bowl or 2 days before Super Bowl and people gave me shit the whole week. I was not watching the halftime show for Justin Timberlake. I was watching it because my friend Lamar.
Yep. We talk about this every year.
Every year he works the halftime show.
Yep.
I give him and his crew a shout out because, and I'm fingers crossed that I'm going to get him on here.
Yes. He's behind the Super Bowl, like,
the halftime show. Scene.
Yeah.
So he builds, he does the staging and the production and stuff like that. I don't know exactly what parts he does. But I always send
him... We just him, always a part of that.
Yeah. I always send him a shout-out, you know, every year. And the crew that he works with. Because I'll tag him and they'll be able to see it. Right. But, I mean, yeah, this halftime show sucked. And I was like... Yeah. That
it was really bad. It was him walking through a crowd.
Yeah.
And then there was the Prince scene, which was great, but all it was a backdrop of Prince.
Well,
because... It was so anticlimactic. It was like... Crazy. It was like, there's nothing to
Well, he
do
didn't
it.
Want any special guests, which
exactly.
is bullshit.
Exactly.
Which is fine.
No,
but don't walk around in a fucking Mr. Rogers kind of looking way and sweater and just be like, I'm singing.
He wasn't wearing a sweater. He was wearing a fucking camouflage deer blazer.
Oh, blazer.
Because
he's
whatever, a man of the woods.
Whatever that fucking is. He just was so blah and plain. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, there's nothing about it. Like, he just kind of blah. Camouflage. He blended. There was nothing about him. There was nothing about him that was like, oh, he was just kind of like literally walking through, just kind of singing. Like,
let's just
there
bring,
was nothing.
No, he was. There was a track too, because when he would stop singing, the music was still going. I'm like, he gets a track. Let's bring Pink with a Flu back out here.
Oh,
come
gosh.
On.
Oh amazing. Yeah.
She.
No.
You know,
she didn't even look sick.
Even Leslie Odom Jr. doing America Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fucking
yeah.
get him and Pink in a mashup. Let's do some Hamilton shit. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Like, I was so disappointed. I was like, yeah, this is exactly why. I was like, this sucks.
This is why.
And, you know. But yeah, so there's that. Gronk's house got robbed. Which,
yep,
apparently, do you know he's got roommates?
I did not know that till I saw the news.
Yeah.
He has roommates. They all came back at the same time.
No. So the roommates, they all went to Minneapolis. However, Gronk's room was locked, but the roommates' rooms, their doors were kicked in. So it had to have been an inside job. Because, seriously, how would you have known that that was Gronk's room? Or did you just run the chance of,
oh my God, someone might see us. We gotta go.
They pried out, open the front door. Like, even to get in the house, like, there was evidence of them prying through the door and or windows or whatever in the to get in there.
I mean, they knew when he was gone, so there's that.
Exactly, right,
and they do tell you not to post when you go on vacation.
Well, it's Gronk. They all know when he's going somewhere.
But, you know, so I'm not sure if Philadelphia has burned down, and at this point it could.
You don't know yet. Their march was, their parade was today.
Yeah.
So my corporate office is in Philadelphia. And
did you hear from anyone?
Oh, all of them.
Oh, Christina's in Philadelphia. So she flew in today.
Oh, really? So all of them. So I had, so my payroll guy, Alan, he was like, so, oh my God, it was so funny. I was at my aunt's house during the Super Bowl and my family, they're diehard Eagles fans, and they cried and they wouldn't stop crying when they lost, when they won the Super Bowl. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. Like, she, and he was laughing. He's like, oh, it's so funny. They were crying. I'm like, but like, I was like, now you know what the people felt like with the Red Sox won after 86 years.
I was just going to say that because that's how people with the Cubs won.
Yeah.
I mean, so, it's like, soak it all in because we experienced that in 2004.
And the Giants, amazing. The San Francisco Giants. So I was listening to a radio show this morning and they were talking to people in Philadelphia and they're like, we've never seen this before, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, really? You've never been to a victory? Oh, right. No, you have never been to a victory rally, so you guys don't know how to act right now.
Right.
That's right. Right. Here's the funny thing. I've never been to a victory rally here in New England.
No, but they know how to act, and they don't shut down half of Massachusetts.
No, they
shut down half of Philadelphia. Like, they've shut down a lot of their ways. Well, because
it's the first time.
Yeah. Right. So,
and you don't know how people are.
So there's so many people today that were working from home for my company because they couldn't get in by public transportation. Oh,
yeah. Because the buses didn't know how to reroute.
And the subways and the, I mean, everything. They just didn't know.
Subways were going, like, sorry.
They were doing express. Yeah, they were doing express where they were not stopping.
Yeah.
So I have experienced San Francisco Giants twice, and the Golden State Warriors. So I am familiar with the victory parade, like, mentality, and all that stuff. So listening to it today, I'm like, oh, so this is what it feels like to lose when you're like.
Oh, Alexa, stop. I don't know why Alexa feels like she needs a butt in this conversation.
I know. She just wants to be part of it. I know. Maybe we should just have a podcast when we're really bored and we can't find anyone.
With Alexa. Yes.
You can just ask her a bunch of questions. No one wants to listen to that. Not even your boyfriend who's sitting on the couch over there. yeah. So listening to them, I was just like, no, don't burn the place down this time and stop eating horse shit. I mean, we went from eating Tide Pods to horse shit.
And now they're like, and so Alan's like, no, literally every pole is greased.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, it's weird. He's like, it's so weird what the city looks like right now.
So see, San Francisco never did that. They never had to grease the poles. But I mean, we would watch people climb, but they would never tear them down. Yeah. I've also been part of some Oakland riots too. And those were just because of many other things. But, you know, it was like, ah, I gotta go. This is panic time. But yeah, like, so, whatever. Fuck the Eagles. We'll be back soon.
So, that's it for this podcast. I've put fucking, what, an hour and a half or something?
We are at 1:28.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, an hour and a half. Like, isn't this crazy?
But she's been delightful.
You have been very delightful. You. And I think now you have, this is our longest podcast ever.
Probably, yep.
Yeah, no, yep. Hands down.
I'm just, oh, wow. That's
look, amazing. You made history and you didn't even know it.
I didn't.
And this podcast wasn't even supposed to be about you, according to Alicia.
You're so vain.
You are. I mean, I'm just saying. You're like, this is not about her. And I'm like, it absolutely is about her.
I think it was like, okay, well, if she chokes and ends up not talking at all.
We've had
a test. Well,
you're like I said, you're a complete stranger in this house.
Yeah. You don't know.
Right?
Exactly.
But now you're not.
We've had some guests where we're like struggle busing and we're like, okay, well,
this has been great. Gotta go. Yep, we're at minute 40. Okay, gotta go.
I feel like, she definitely needs to come back.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Right. I would love to. Yes. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yes.
And, you know, we'll see what happens with what we were planning for Valentine's Day. I don't know if that's going to work out for us. We got busy.
I know, but I would be really bummed because we've had a Valentine's Day podcast for, you know, the past couple of years.
We could do the aftermath or something like that.
I guess.
Okay. Well, after sex.
All right. This
is terrible. I'm going to edit that out. That's horrible. No one's listening to the end of this anyway.
No, it's an hour and a half. Already, I don't know how they're going to. All right. So this is episode 74, Alicia Unleashed. Out.
Bye.
Bye.